Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar. This special resource will help you experience all that Christmas promises. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Deliverance.
Step one, identify what makes me vulnerable. Watch. Don't just pray. Watch and pray. Then, once you know that pattern, here's step number two. Plan to avoid it. You plan to avoid it. You don't wait until you're in the situation to decide, am I going to give in to this or not? No, you decide before your emotions kick into gear. When I used to be a youth pastor many years ago, and I would tell kids that they needed to plan their dates. I said, just don't go out on a date and say, what do you want to do? You're going to end up in the back of a car because you're bored. There's nothing else to do. I said, you're either going to go by your plans or your glands. So I said, plan your dates. Know where you're headed. Know what you're... And parents, you need to teach that to your kids. Don't just go out and say, we don't know what we're going to do. It says, plan to avoid it. You need to know what you're going to do. Now, the Bible says this, plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil. Walk straight ahead. Don't go one step off the right way. Whenever I read that verse, it reminds me when I was in college. In 1974, I actually lived in Nagasaki, Japan, and I taught English in a church in Nagasaki, Japan. And I lived with the missionaries who lived there permanently in Nagasaki, and their house was at the top of a hill. Nagasaki is kind of like San Francisco. It's all hills and valleys and a beautiful bay. But to get from the church to their house, I had to walk through the Nagasaki red light district every single day. And there were no holds barred there. I mean, there were posters of nudity everywhere, and I basically had to walk, and as I did, I would avoid evil, walk straight ahead. Don't step off one to the right or to the left, okay? I just put my blinders on, just headed for the home. It's like cow going back to the barn or whatever. Now, temptation always begins with the natural desire in you. Temptation, if you didn't have a natural desire, it would never key into it. And often, temptation is fulfilling a legitimate desire in the wrong way, or fulfilling a legitimate desire at the wrong time, or in the wrong amount. You have a natural desire to eat. You have a need to eat. You have a natural desire to drink, to sleep. You have natural sexual drives. These are natural. Where do you think you got those? God gave them to you. Those are not evil. What is temptation? Temptation is when we abuse and misuse what God has given us. That's temptation. When we abuse and misuse something that God has given to us for good. Fire is good, but if you abuse it and misuse it, it's going to burn up your house. Water is a good thing. Your body's 90% water, but if you get too much of it, you're going to drown. And so there's nothing wrong with water. It's just misused and abused. It becomes a temptation. So temptation, what it does is it turns a routine desire into a runaway desire. I got to have it, and I've got to have it now, and now. Wrong time, wrong way, wrong amount. And it becomes more than any important than anything else, and it's all you think about. And any good God-given desire out of control becomes a sin. So you have to plan in advance. I say, you know what? I know I get tempted in sports bars. Well, simple. Don't go to sports bars. okay? I get tempted to pick up the porno magazines in 7-Elevens. Don't go to 7-Elevens. It's real simple. If you don't want to get stung, you stay away from the bees. So you know that the when, the where, the why, the who, the what, the how that makes you vulnerable, and then you plan to avoid that area. Step number three, I guard my heart. I must guard my heart. Now this is very, very important because the Bible says out of the heart, everything comes. Out of the heart, a man speaks and all of the issues of life. Temptation always starts inside of you. We think temptation is on the outside. No, it is not. The trigger's on the outside, but the temptation is actually inside you. And if there were no natural temptation inside you, based on your shape and your nature, it wouldn't have any attraction to you. It's like a magnet. If a magnet doesn't attract plastic because there's nothing inside the plastic that's metal to pull it out. The Bible says this up here on the screen, James 1:14. We are tempted by our own desires that drag us off and trap us. And look at this next verse. The Bible says it is inside you. It's inside you. Out of a person's heart, that's why you have to guard your heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, the desire to kill people, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceitfulness, that's when you manipulate other people, lust, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. All these vile things come from, not outside, but from inside. So, if you're serious about breaking some bad habits and breaking a bad temptation, you got to do a little heart checkup first. So let's do a little x-ray, a spiritual x-ray of your heart right now. And I've listed there some questions. There are 10 questions. What I want you to do is I want you to circle 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 being really strong about it, or 0 being, on the left-handed side. And I want you to evaluate, then we'll add up the points and I'll interpret it for you. Now, this is going to be a real eye-opener for some of you. Okay, so number one, right now, your emotional experience, do you feel more physically exhausted over to the left-hand side of the column, or do you tend to feel right now more energetic and in shape? Okay, just give yourself a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. More physically exhausted, are you tending toward that end, or are you tending more toward, I feel energetic and in shape? Okay, how about the next one? Right now, how are you feeling right now? Are you more discouraged and pessimistic about your life, about the economy, about your family, your faith, whatever? Or are you more encouraged and hopeful? You need to give yourself, rate yourself 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, the number three. Right now, are you feeling in your life more bored with your life, more discontented with your life, or are you feeling at the other end more challenged and contented? Okay, the next one. Right now, do you feel more spiritually dry or spiritually empty? Or do you feel, no, I feel spiritually alive and I feel like I'm really growing. I'm growing again. How about the next one, relationships? Right now, are you feeling more alone a lot of the time or distant from others, especially those you love? Or are you feeling right now close to those you love? There's not a lot of conflict going on. You feel pretty close to those you love. The next one. Do you feel more insecure or unsure about yourself? Or are you feeling right now more confident and secure? Because you're sure. The next one. Are you feeling wounded? Are you feeling deeply hurt? Or do you feel loved and understood? Give yourself 0 to 4. Next one. Right now, do you tend to feel more bitter or angry about something that's happened in your life that you've just gone through? Or are you feeling, I really have forgiven everybody in my life. I'm not holding on to any regrets or any resentments. Next one. Where are you on the happiness-sad continuum? Are you feeling more sad these days? Or are you feeling more happy these days? And this, the last one, have you felt recently more like you failed, or have you felt more recently like you have been succeeding at whatever you were doing? Okay, now what I want you to do is just count up that number right now and write your score at the bottom, and I'm going to interpret it for you, okay? So just add it all up. Count up all of the ones and the twos and the threes and the fours. And add it all up. Obviously, if you got all zeros, you got zero. If you've got all ones, you've got a 10. And all twos would be 20, and all fours would be 40. So you're not going to have more than 40. So add that up. Okay. Let Dr. Rick give his evaluation. I've got a doctorate, okay? I'm a doctor, okay? Yeah, I'm a doctor. All right. All right, here we go. If your total is 30 to 40, you are in good shape. You're in really good shape, and you're going to be much more resistant to temptation than most people would. That's a really good sign. If you have between 20 to 30 points, friends, you're in serious danger. Really, the yellow lights are flashing in your life right now. You need to be aware that you are being set up by Satan for a fall, because he always hits you when you're down. You just need to be aware of that, 20 to 30 points. If you've got less than 20 points on your score, friend, you are in crisis and you don't even know it. And you really need to talk to somebody in your small group, or get a reference for a Christian counselor or somebody. You are in crisis right now, and you seriously need some support, some energy in your life. Now, once you know the when and the how and the where and the who and the what, and you know all of this, how your heart is going, you need to ask yourself, how long have I been at this level? The longer you've been at the 20 level, the more vulnerable you are. The longer you've been at the condition you're in, the more serious it is. Now, when you mix all of these together, and you mix several of these, like frustration and anger and hurt, it is a powerful combo, and all of a sudden you'll hear somebody start whispering in your ear, I deserve to have some relief. I deserve to have some fun. I deserve to be loved. And that's not God whispering that in your ear at that moment. You are being tempted and you're being set up. And the Bible says this, look on the back of your outline. It says, do not give the devil a foothold. Circle the word foothold. How do you give the devil a foothold? What is a foothold? It's a mental state. It is a negative emotion. Anytime you hold a negative emotion in your life for an extended period of time, whether it's anger or worry or fear or bitterness or envy or jealousy or all of these other things, the longer you hold that, you are allowing the evil one to get a stronghold in your life, in your brain. So you've got to guard your heart. All right, number four. The fourth thing you need to do is you need to pray for deliverance. Pray for deliverance. And what I mean by that is just ask for God's help. And the Bible tells us God is ready to help. He says we're to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is the prayer of deliverance. And you ask God for help. Now, the prayer of deliverance is often just one word. Help! Okay. It doesn't have to be our gracious Heavenly Father and going on. No, you can do, when you come to the prayer of deliverance, you can do a microwave prayer. Help! Okay, I'm walking through, keep my eyes straight. You know, I'm going through this time, I don't like this person, I'm going to have to deal with that clerk who's a jerk, and I do not want to get impatient, I do not want to get angry, I do not like the way my relative treats me, and I'm going to see them today, and oh God, you got to help me. Because I lose my Christianity when I'm around that person. And God, I really need your help today, because everything in me just wants me to slug her. you know, or him or whatever, you know, you just, that relative out there who just irritates you no end, okay? And so you pray for deliverance. Now, the Bible's full of examples of people who prayed for deliverance. David, Daniel, Peter, Paul, and God provides assistance for anybody who asks. Why can I expect God to help me when I pray the prayer of deliverance? Because God has promised it. Look at this verse, Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in your day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. God says, you don't have to have a long conversation. You can just say, help, mayday, 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 SOS. God, I'm facing something now that willpower is not enough to keep me being nice to this person or whatever. God, I need to pray the prayer of deliverance. And you know what? God's sympathetic to your situation. He knows everything that's going on in your life. He knows how irritating those people are. He knows the things that tempt you. In fact, look at this next verse. Jesus understands our weakness, for he faced all of the same temptations we do, yet he did not sin. So, let us come boldly to our gracious God, and then we will receive his mercy and grace to help us when we need it. Notice he says, Jesus understands. Why is he sympathetic? Notice, he faced the same temptation. Underline that. Jesus faced the same temptation. Wait a minute. You saying Jesus was tempted to get angry? Yes, I am. You're telling me Jesus said it was tempted to have self-pity? Yes. You're telling me that Jesus had sexual temptations? Absolutely. You're telling me that Jesus sometimes was fatigued and tempted to be cranky? Absolutely. Every basic temptation, the Bible says he was tempted in all ways like as we, yet he sinned not. That's the difference. He never gave in. And so he had the freedom to choose. How do we know that Jesus had the freedom to choose? I mean, didn't he just have to be perfect because he was God? No, he didn't. He had the freedom to choose. That's why even at the cross, the night before he's going to be crucified, he's thinking, I don't want to be crucified. I don't want to go through all that thing. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying, and he's struggling with it, and he says, Father, not my will. Not my will, but yours be done. What does that mean? Jesus had a choice. And he suffered the same temptations we do in life. And so he understands. And in John 6, 38, he says, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. Because he was God in a human body. But even better is that he never sinned. What does that mean? He can help you overcome. And so the Bible says, come boldly to God. Come and say, mayday, SOS, I need your help. God isn't ticked with you when you get tempted. He's not going to scold you when you're tempted. He said, I'm ready here to help. So I pray for deliverance.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, fall is here. And that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with the companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down, and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I've often said that I'm addicted to change lives. It's what keeps me going. One good story from you can keep me going for another month. To hear how God's working in your life, it just keeps me motivated. So you bless me with your stories. Here's one that came from a woman named Tania, who's a brand new believer. She wrote, "Pastor Rick, I'm a new person in Christ, and I'm learning more and more every day. My supervisor here at work came in about a week ago and told me about your Daily Hope devotional and your broadcast. I am now hooked. Listening to Daily Hope each morning has become a blessing to my soul. It's really helped me to implement the Word of God in my daily life." Well, Tania, this is why we do what we do. This is why we do Daily Hope, for people like you, people who want to grow, who desire to grow, and who take the time to grow by getting into God's Word on a daily basis. Now, I want you to notice something about Tania's story. She didn't find the Daily Hope broadcast or podcast on her own. It was her coworker who told her about Daily Hope. Who have you told? You may have been listening to Daily Hope for weeks or months or even longer. Would you be an agent of love and an agent of hope and tell four or five people this week? Look for somebody today. Send an email, write a text, call somebody on the phone and say, "This has helped me in my spiritual life, and I want to pass it on to you, that Daily Hope can help you grow in your faith and in your walk in Christ." Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope and tell somebody about it. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.